So imagine you're at your computer and you get a mysterious looking email from somebody you have not talked to in about 10 years. And you click on it and it says, hey, I'm trapped in Europe, send me money. Something probably told you, don't click on any links in this, don't send them money because it's probably not them, and you were 100% correct. Email scams, though, they are everywhere. Some of them are obvious, some of them maybe not so. Mike Defoe is on the line right now. He is with Media Pro, and he is an expert at helping us spot a phishing scam, an email scam. Mike, good morning. Welcome very much to The Morning Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, what is Media Pro? What do you guys do?
Media Pro is an educational and training company for security and privacy. So as these different threats evolve, we create training for businesses to purchase and educate their employees on what to look for.
Because, you know, one would think after looking at some of these emails that, man, these are so obvious. Most of them are, but some of them aren't. So what are some of the tips you tell them to go, which ones are, you know, well, which ones are definitely bad?
Yeah, I mean, I think about it as an analogy to your actual mail. You receive an email, you want to know who sent it, what is it that they're asking for, and is there any red flags? Is it somebody that you've never received a letter from before? Are they asking for things they've never asked for before? If it's, you know, if it's at home or at your job, are they asking for information that you've never had to provide for before? These are all red flags that you want to pay attention to.
Well, like one of the things, for example, is check for misspellings. Like, in you know, like maybe they would write FACBook, F-A-C, instead of Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, anything that would stand out as somebody who may not speak the language natively, looking for who the email was sent from. Again, anything that's going to cause you to really highlight the email and say something about this isn't right, you're probably correct. It probably isn't right.
Now, some of the things the average person might not know is the link in the email. If you put your cursor over the link and kind of hover over it, it will tell you the real destination of that link.
That's correct. And anything in that hover over link that stands out is not to, you know, it's not sending you to at FBI.com, but it's at FBI.com/a bunch of information. That's probably going to take you to a bad place.
And by the way, the FBI, the IRS, any law enforcement places, these places do not call you. They do not email you. Usually they come in the form of a letter, or if you're in trouble with the FBI, they'll just come to your door and pick you up.
That's right. They probably already have all the information they need about you, so they have many other ways that they could reach out and contact you.
Talking to Mike Defoe this morning, he is from Media Pro. We are talking about email scams and how to look for them. So, who's behind these phishing scams?
People all around the world. And now that we're all connected digitally, it's very easy to send an email. And with, you know, the list of email address being populated, you just fill out that list of email addresses and send it out. You cast a wide net, and hopefully somebody somewhere around the world clicks a link or opens an attachment and provides over some banking credentials or some other information that they could use to log in and try to get that money for themselves.
You know, you kind of answered my next question, but if you could talk about it a little bit more. If somebody is fooled and they do click on the link, what is probably going to happen?
What's probably going to happen is it's either going to ask for information from them to enter information like their username and password into a bank or some other site that they could utilize, even social networking sites. People generally share the same password and username across different platforms. That's another thing that we want to train people not to do is use the same password across different sites. So they're probably going to ask you, hey, what is your Facebook login? And then they'll use that and try that against every bank and every login around the world to see if it works somewhere else and get that information.
Are there any links that merely by clicking on them, you're in trouble?
There will be some. They can download ransomware. So if you click a link and it takes you to a website and something starts to download, that's probably going to try to download something onto your machine and install and capture your data or do something else to your machine that's pretty malicious.
Some of these things can be really scary. I've heard of one where, you know, you click on the wrong site or go to the wrong site, an FBI logo will actually come onto your screen and it'll say, hey, you're going to some questionable websites. Send us $200 in Bitcoin and we will release your computer. Are you familiar with those?
Yeah, and there's a lot of threats. I mean, the red flag there would be Bitcoin. The FBI isn't going to use Bitcoin. There are a lot of sites that might use actual logos, actual names. It might even say FBI in the URL for where the website is. any of that could fool you. The emails could try to get you to have an emotional response to it. Anything that will get you to open the attachment or click on the link is going to take you somewhere that it's probably not the right place to go.
So how are some of these guys actually thinking they're going to fool people? I mean, their English is broken. It's misspelling. How do they actually think that they're going to fool people?
It's a numbers game. If they're sending out billions and billions and billions of emails, eventually someone's going to come along that's maybe not as well-versed into technology. Maybe they're a little bit older, and maybe they don't know enough of these systems. They're going to end up falling for it. And if as long as that happens once or twice out of the billions and billions of emails, they're making enough money to keep moving forward and keep doing it.
Another thing you should always watch out for, and you talked about this a little bit, is beware of any place that's asking you for your information, like somebody pretending to be a bank or your bank. Your bank already has your information. They don't need you
to
re-email it to them.
I was going to say the most common one would be a bank asking you to reset your password. What they're probably going to do in most cases is actually give you a call to let you know that they've noticed an issue and they need to have you log in and reset your password. But it's most common to make it look like the bank is sending you a note, to click a button and reset your password. And that's when you want to go hover over and see if it's actually going to take you to the bank, or just manually open a website and go to your bank and try and log in there.
Now, have you ever run into a phishing scam that can fool just about anybody, that's really well done and made even you say, wow?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been doing this for quite a while. We recently test our people here at MediaPro on whether or not they're knowledgeable enough and using our training itself. And we sent one out that was a survey to say, let us know how our health insurance is. And it was a fool one. And as you're busy during the day and you're not necessarily thinking about it, and especially if you're at work and you're reading, you know, dozens and dozens of emails, you might not take the time to look at every single one closely. And I didn't. I looked at the one that had a survey. I wanted to provide my input. I click that link, and I get that waving finger saying, this was not the right email that you should have interacted with.
Did I hear you correctly that even you were fooled by one?
Of course. Anybody can be fooled. As normal life happens and you're not necessarily thinking about the things that you're encountering, you could end up, you know, falling for something. And it's not the end of the world necessarily, depending on the email and where you are reading it. But it's certainly something you want to try and pay attention to.
So where is this heading? We've talked about some of the ones that we've all known about. We've talked about some of the current ones. What are some of the ones that you're seeing kind of filter in where you'd like to warn people, hey, this is the next wave?
The new one that seems to be the most popular is there is no attachment. There are no emails. It might even have a little note in there like sent from iPhone or something to make you feel like it's probably a little bit safer, which is not in reality true, but something where it's just asking you a question and they want a response, and you see no harm in responding. Eventually, what they will do is try and gather a lot of information behind the scenes about you after you've responded, and maybe after 3, 4, 5 different responses, they gain a little bit of trust. That's when they finally pop the question and ask you to click a link or take you to somewhere.
So we've talked about a whole lot of things. So as we wind down, bottom line, is there one or two ultimate tips, whether you've covered them or not, that you want to just leave with folks to say, if you see this, it is a scam?
Ultimately, I would say it's an email, right? If there are any red flags from who it is that's sending it to you, what they're asking for, just delete it. If it's important, they'll email you again.
Where can we go to find out more about MediaPro and what you guys do?
MediaPro is available at MediaPro.com. We provide security and privacy training around the world.
All right, Mike Defoe from MediaPro, thank you for joining us this morning. If you could hold the line a little bit, I'm going to talk to you for a second off the air. Take care.
Thanks, Les.